Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You're listening to Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Osborne.
And Wayne.
So we've been talking about, Ron Paul's reaction to the Occupy Wall Street, a couple of other the political critter types, and, you know, I think that there's some interesting stuff going on with the Ron Paul campaign, and frankly, the whole presidential campaign has kind of taken a turn recently. It was Rick Perry that was the big guy, and he was beating Mitt Romney and in all the polls, but he appears to have slid down the ladder. He's not quite as popular as he was, and I couldn't tell you why. Some people say it's the performance of the debate. Some people say it's his weak stance on immigration or whatever it is.
And also his record has kind of come out, too.
Yeah, there's this disturbing immunization things. I mean, frankly, I think his record on immigration is the best thing about him. In-state tuition given to people that are illegal immigrants isn't exactly a bonus. Has anybody seen what you pay for in-state tuition? I mean, they still have to be making a profit on that. They just really stick it to the out-of-state folks. Is that about right? I mean, I couldn't say whether they make money or not. Does anyone know?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I do know the rates are a lot lower, though.
They are a lot lower, but they're remarkably high.
For the rest of us, though, it's really hard to get those rates. I mean, you have to prove that you've lived in the state for a certain number of years. I mean, it's hard.
4 years in-state tuition will likely buy you, a brand new, one series BMW. 4 years of out-of-state tuition will buy you a fine Italian sports car. I mean, those are the differences. And if they can't make, I mean, when you're talking about a room full of 300 students, each of them paying God knows what per credit hour, hundreds and hundreds of dollars per credit hour, and you can't make this system work, there's probably something wrong with your system.
Well, for one, you've got all these tenured professors that make a big salary and benefits and all, and then you've got all these big old buildings that have to be maintained and these lawns, and it's a very expensive proposition to maintain a university. And then you have all these universities now who have invested millions of dollars in sports stadiums, and they've wasted a lot of the money they've been getting with all this free student loan money on the wrong things. So there are trends forecasters who are forecasting a big college crash as a result.
So now Perry, he's trending downward in the polls. Romney seems to be holding on to that somewhere between 20% and 25% rhino vote.
The rhino vote.
The rhino vote. There, he's holding on to it strong.
The rhino hair vote.
he's a good looking man. Looks presidential.
He's got a great voice.
Yep.
Being president,
and he knows how to pitch the political line so that he doesn't really say anything, but he says everything to everybody, and that disgusting politician thing that they do.
And you hear a lot of Romney supporters say, "Well, he's been successful in turning things around in the past," and that part of it I could see, but then when you look at the rest of them, like Romney Care in Massachusetts, and just the way he distorts reality. He lowered taxes, yeah, but he raised fees. When you look deeper at this guy, just like Rick Perry, you just see a bunch of pile of BS.
Right. I mean, and most Americans are upset about Obamacare, and Romney, signed Romney Care into being. So, I think that what a lot of people, the people that are backing Romney in a lot of cases are backing him because he can beat Obama. Well, come on. Are you telling me that you think in a year from now that the economy is going to be better and that somebody's not going to be able to beat Obama? Any Republican that you put in the race is going to be able to beat Obama. Oh, except for Palin and Gingrich. And by the way, Palin said she's not running and Gingrich isn't going to win anything.
Quite frankly, the mainstream mainline Republicans are not radical enough because we have radical problems. We need radical solutions. And they're just going to rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic, just like Obama's doing.
Hail to the new chief, same as the old chief. And it's just going to be another 4 years of the same old garbage if you elect the same old politicians. And that's really what's going on here. Romney's dad career politician. Yeah, I'm sure he was in business, and I'm sure he did a fine job. When you've got a bunch of money that was gotten from ill-gotten ways through politics, yeah, it's a lot easier to run a great business. Maybe he did a fine job. The government isn't business. Business serves people. The government is coercive force. So having business accum doesn't really do anything when being in the government.
Well, there's also two types of entrepreneurs, in my opinion. You have the political entrepreneurs and the market entrepreneurs. Yeah. And the political entrepreneurs are just very good at schmoozing and weaseling their way in and getting government money to finance their enterprise. Whereas a market entrepreneur is somebody who basically finds an unmet need in the marketplace and does a good job satisfying his customers and makes a fortune that way. Those are the people I respect. And by the way, speaking of that, Steve Jobs just passed away today.
Yeah, I was going to try to get that in at the end of the segment. It's, great man who did amazing things with Apple. I don't know what else to say. God bless his soul. I'm not sure. I mean, I wish good things for him. I mean, he did some great products. He left quite a legacy.
Created a lot of jobs, too.
Yeah, indeed. So, I wanted to touch real quick on the top-tier candidates are largely defined by fundraising. An upstart can rise up through the ranks. There's no doubt about it. And Herman Cain seems to be sort of that upstart. But I would like, real quick, Jason, you've got a little bit in an article there about Ron Paul's fundraising. I think this is important.
Right. Just a quick blurb from Politico.com. The Ron Paul campaign official tells Politico's Don Hirshhorn that Paul will announce he raised $8 million in the third quarter,
which puts him very, very close to Perry and pretty close to Romney. I think Romney was at 10 and Perry was at about 8. And Ron Paul had like the biggest one-day fundraising totals. Plus, he is the largest totals from military individuals. As a matter of fact, if you combine everybody, as I understand it, all the other candidates that Ron Paul has raised more than every other candidate, including Obama, from military folks, which really speaks heavily to the chicken hawks out there that, you got to support the troops. Oh, yeah? Well, if you want to support the troops, vote for the guy they want to vote for, Ron Paul.
And bring them home.
And the other interesting fact is that he has 100,000 individual donors, which is five times as many as Rick Perry.
It's a lot of different ones. I mean, now granted, they don't have the big corporate money behind them, but you can, when you've got that many individual donors, when the campaign does well, when the time really comes, rubber hits the road, you can get more people to give more money. It's very important to have a lot of different places to draw from.
And the other thing these fundraising numbers don't take into account is the amount of grassroots activism surrounding the campaign that's financially and technically unrelated. I mean, you don't have your average Joe going out on their own stumping for Rick Perry.
Right. The Revolution PAC. There's all kinds of PACs that are, pushing for Ron Paul. And also just individuals, people going out and painting signs and putting them up in their yard for Ron Paul. It has nothing to do with that.
And it came out last week now that Ron Paul has got more active duty military donations than all the other candidates, including Obama, put together.
Yeah. And that's huge. I mean, it's really huge. One cannot deny at this point that Herman Cain is rising through the ranks. He's gotten some very important wins. The early ones were dubious. He got, the Zogby poll, which is done, it's non-scientific because people don't, they don't call people up. It's people who have opted into a system. And then he won the Florida straw poll, which was, in fact, just delegates.
Yeah, none of these polls are scientific.
Mm-hmm. Well, when they call somebody on the phone, it's scientific-ish, isn't it?
No. Well, if what you are reporting on is people who answer telephones.
Yeah, right? That's true.
But there's no theory that you can use to correlate people who answer telephones with people who go to the voting booth.
And then if you also look at some of the polls, don't even mention Ron Paul as a list of the candidates that they might endorse.
I don't think that's happening much anymore.
It did last time around.
But you are seeing people that they're taking only registered Republicans and likely Republican voters. And I think that there's going to be this blue Republican phenomenon is catching on.
Yeah.
Democrats who are registering Republican intend to vote for Ron Paul, if only to have a superior candidate against whom whom to vote in the general. I mean, this is in the general. It's not going to affect them voting for Ron Paul, or, you know, Barack Obama in the general. So they'd rather have a better candidate against whom to lose. 855-450-FREE.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's the SACL toll-free call-in line here. And actually, I should say the Jason Osborne toll-free call-in line. Jason Osborne in the studio. It's Mark.
And Osborne.
And Wayne.
You can call in and talk about what you want on 855-450-3733. But another thing you may want are free audio archives of Free Talk Live. You can get them going back for 5 years at archives.freetalklive.com. I don't think any other commercial radio program does this for you. They all want you to pay for some subscription program. Give us $7 a month or whatever it is they want. And, you know, I just don't think that it's out there. I could be wrong. It's archives.freetalklive.com. We are happy to provide them to you. We want you to hear the message of liberty. It's freetalklive.com. Do you want to become electrically independent? You need to have a power system that will take power from the sun, the water, the wind, gas generators, DC welders, bicycle generators, whatever. You also need to start small and grow your system. The SG1 by Sound Wisdom is the only system that will enable you to do all these things. You can see it at freetalklivesolar.com. They have experts standing by to give you free education, answer all your questions. Go to freetalklivesolar.com. This is a great system. It starts out as a generator that you can, well, frankly, that's generating it all the time. It's producing power for, say, your freezer, your refrigerator, and your well pump all the time, whereas the average generator sitting in your garage collecting dust and the gas is putrefying. Your generator will be paying you back, the SG1 at freetalklivesolar.com. So, guys, we were talking about the presidential campaign as it's occurring, and I was listening to Fox News Radio today, and I just happened to have it on, and it's interesting. All they're doing is talking about presidential stuff. So,
Do you realize we have still more than an entire year of listening to this crap?
Mm-hmm. I don't. Maybe. So here's what I'm thinking on this: is the first few elections in the primary is what's important. New Hampshire, South Carolina, basically by Super Tuesday, which I don't know if Super Tuesday is even going to occur. By the time Florida happens, which will be January the 31st in 2012, so we are at this point 3 months from the beginning of the primary season, maybe even less than that, and it'll all be decided in four. I don't think that you're going. Obviously, there's going to be the back and forth between the president and the nominee, but I don't really think the nominee is likely to win this one. So I think that it likely is going to be decided within the next 2 or 3 or 4 months in here. Whoever wins the Republican primary is probably going to be the guy who's going to be the next president. That's my opinion.
And last week, a very popular trends forecaster named Daryl Salentes said on one of the major networks that if the Republicans nominate an establishment candidate, that Obama has a very good chance of winning. And I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Because if Ron Paul is really the only one who can go across party bounds, he can get libertarians, he can get independents, he can get disgruntled Democrats and Republicans. So
yes.
he's really the only one I think he could win by a landslide.
He's got something for everybody, whereas Mitt Romney has nothing for anybody.
And Herman Cain is just more of a folksy, more straight-talking version of Romney. But then you find out this guy was a Fed governor.
Right. That's what I want to get into here is some of the kind of spooky stuff about Herman Cain, because frankly, his whole fair tax thing is tempting to many libertarian sorts. I understand it is. Believe me, I understand it is. So, because we want something, if you're going to have taxes, they should at least be fair, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not so sure they are. Let's go through the list here. Former Federal Reserve Chairman. In a time when the Tea Party is prominent and people are waking up more and more to the uncontrolled Federal Reserve and banker bailouts, the skyrocketing inflation, the banker foreclosure crisis, the tinkering of the economy, it's not very wise for people to choose a former Federal Reserve chairman as president. This is the last credentialed one that you would want to see in any of the candidates' resume at this time. However, Herman Cain was the Kansas City Fed chairman between 1992 and 1996. And this is a totally critical association that people need to wake up to before voting for Herman Cain. Herman Cain supported the TARP bailout. Cain wrote an article supporting TARP. Here's the link to the article, and they sent it in. You can trust anyone who holds. You can trust anyone who folds. Can we trust anyone who folds like a blade of grass, giving billions and trillions of dollars to whomever wants it? I think not. Here's an article where he admits his support for TARP could be a problem. Here's a video where Cain is confronted about his support for TARP. I mean, so this is documented. This isn't just some kind of slanderous smear stuff. Cain was a Federal Reserve chairman. He supported TARP. He supports government intervention.
Publicly.
Yeah, I mean, this is he's just George Bush, folks.
Warmed over.
Well, I suppose his 999 plan distinguishes him in some case. But you've got Neil Bortz, who claims to be a libertarian, out there supporting Herman Cain. Herman Cain is not a libertarian. He's not. He was against Congress auditing the Federal Reserve. In his first part of a video they've got linked here, shows his position on the Federal Reserve and whether or not we need to audit it. He obviously doesn't understand that Congress is the body that has the authority in Constitution to issue money and appropriate funds. Later, after receiving tons of flack from the Audit the Fed supporters, Cain has flip-flopped and starts supporting Ron Paul's Audit the Fed. And this shows that in matters of weeks, he flip-flops on the most important issue our nation is facing today, the economy and sound money policies. Because of this flip-flopping and his past time as Federal Reserve Chairman, it's pretty obvious you can't trust him to do anything about the Federal Reserve if elected president. If they do audit under Herman Cain and he supports what they do, and clearly he does, he was a Fed Reserve Chairman, what kind of redress do you expect to get for the American people? I would expect none.
None.
So let me get this straight. So the guy who knows what would come out of an audit doesn't think there should be an audit?
He didn't at one point, and now he's supporting
suspicious.
It. But I'll bet he unsupports it once he gets elected. Mm. I mean, this is what presidents do. They'll go to some of their campaign promises they'll keep. They don't not keep some of them, but it's the ones that add power to the people that they generally don't keep.
That's right. Reagan campaigned to return to the gold standard. At that time, they could have done it at the price of gold.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they never did it.
So his 999 tax plan, which is so very tempting to many people, the idea that you could get this 999 plan on, well, you'd have a 9% sales tax, a 9% income tax, 9% corporate tax. That would be fair for everybody. But the fact is, what he doesn't point out, that that's a tax increase for more than 80% of Americans,
mm-hmm.
for people in the bottom four quintiles of the whole thing there. I mean, really? That's what you want? This is the tax plan that's going to save us all? Increasing taxes on the bottom 80% of Americans?
On those who can least afford it.
Yeah. Give me some of that, please. I'm dying for more taxes. I fit into that category. Thanks very much.
Well, that's true, but then you hear the Democrats talking about taxing the rich, but I don't think they realize, or maybe they're just dumb, or they're just saying these things to pander, but you know, people with a lot of money don't pay taxes because they know how to get out of it. They either leave the country, they get their money out, they have tax attorneys.
I need to talk to these people.
I wonder. I mean, I think that I do tend to think that the super, super rich probably already have their money. They only pay some kind of capital gains. They keep it. They invest. They have it in foreign investment accounts where they don't have to worry about this as much. But, you know, there's the rich that are actually doing something. I suspect many of them pay some level of taxes, but I'm not exactly sure how much.
They pay most of the taxes.
Yeah, I mean, but it's the
guys, notice things are different now that you're a little older. Girls, notice your guy's not quite the man he used to be. Lower energy, more fat, lower sex drive. It all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. It doesn't matter who you are, guys. This will happen to you. But now, for the first time, we can boost testosterone naturally by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Ageless Male is proven in clinical research to safely boost testosterone by 61%. Healthy testosterone means more vitality, a great outlook, and a healthy sex drive. This is a game changer. Be an Ageless Male.
For your risk-free trial, just call 1-800-350-2122. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-350-2122. That's 1-800-350-2122.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity
capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Osborne.
And Wayne.
You can give us a call, talk about what you want to talk about. That's what we do around here on Free Talk Live. Check out freedomsphoenix.com. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I get it, I think, twice a day, actually, and I think it's great. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Going on with this Herman Cain character, who I think at this point in the campaign, it is important to begin talking about him. His star appears to be on the rise, and understand that in the process, people's names are going to go up and go down as people get to know them. So as they, you know, first hear about somebody, oh, this guy sounds great. Would it be awesome to have a black Republican? And frankly, I think it would. Mm-hmm. I think it would be great to have Herman Cain with the ideals of Ron Paul as the nominee. It'd be so awesome to tell the Democrats who, 3 years ago said, you're bigots for not supporting Barack Obama, that they're bigots for supporting the half-white candidate. That would be a lot of fun.
It'd be even better if you're gay.
But the question is, does Herman Cain have Ron Paul's ideals?
And he does not.
And that's the problem. He doesn't.
So when they talk about the fair tax, he's got this fair tax thing, which does sound very libertarianish. So people tend to equate him to sort of this pro-liberty kind of guy. And, yeah, not so much. The 999 plan and the fair tax afterwards would raise taxes for 80% of the country. Also, McCain supported TARP. He says he didn't want the Federal Reserve audited. He's a former Federal Reserve chairman. All these things are pretty disturbing, but it doesn't really preclude somebody from being a presidential candidate out there. This one does. Herman Cain often mentions how he's such a great businessman and that we should put a businessman in the White House. Would you put a corrupt businessman in the White House? Herman Cain was involved in illegal actions when the Aquila Board of Directors defrauding millions of dollars in stock from the Aquila stockholders. This scandal was likened to an Enron-esque disaster that has Herman Cain's management fingerprints all over it. And why would we trust a guy who oversaw such a corrupt and fraudulent operation? Now, I am not going to claim this. This is being written here at, I think it's spiritof76.com, wakeup1776.com. But I do think it's important that if somebody can point to something like this, remember what the whole Whitewater thing did to the Clintons. This was disastrous for them. Do you think that Herman Cain can win against Barack Obama when the full weight and pressure of the media comes out and says, hey, what about this Aquila thing? And then they turn it into something and really make it a big deal. And I think that, I think that's what's going to happen, folks.
Oh, you bet they're going to dig for whatever they can.
So this is the kind of, this is the albatross around his neck. And for those of you who don't know ancient mariner poem, what I'm suggesting is that this is so bad, it's likened to a dead, stinking, rotting, large seabird hanging around his neck. And it is it ain't pretty.
Don't you think it's interesting the timing that they use to release these tidbits of information? Like, why wasn't this the first thing they talked about? Why is it only coming out now that he's getting popular?
I think that people have to dig further and further. You won't find these things about even in smaller state governor races. I mean, look, Sarah Palin won the Alaska race. I mean, she's qualified to be governor. Come on.
Yeah, and look at the last gubernatorial race in Texas where Rick Perry won. And he had Deborah Medina and Kay Belly Hutchinson running against him, and he still won, even though he had a lot of marks on his record. People there still voted for him, and I guess it was a rather small margin because he had two other people running against him in the Republican primary. But still, when you get to the national level, all your skeletons come jingling out of the closet,
right? Because there is no magnifying glass that's quite as big as the magnifying glass for running for POTUS here. Mm-hmm. And we'll go on with some of the more unsavory aspects here of Herman Cain. But let's go to Patrick in Orlando. Patrick?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
I had a little preamble meeting for Occupy Orlando, not
okay.
Here in Florida. And I was just down there, and all I can do is give an exasperated sigh, really.
So what was your impression of Occupy Orlando's little preemptive meeting there?
I feel like it's a lot of people chanting about.
You're cutting out.
Sorry, Patrick, why don't you get on the landline? Give us a call back. I'd really appreciate that. 855-450-3733. I do want to hear what Patrick has to say, but it's tough on those. Sometimes it's a Skype line. Sometimes it's a cell line. You just never know. If he can get to a better cell, then that's fine, too. All right, so here's a video where apparently they have Herman Cain admitting that his plan won't work. I don't know what exactly that's that 999 plan, but apparently we just need to trust him to fix our problems. He also previously endorsed moderate Mitt Romney. I don't think that that's the worst thing in the world. I mean, somebody had to endorse somebody, so why, Mitt Romney? But I suppose that it could matter for somebody. He has no battle plan for Afghanistan. What he has said is that he is going to basically listen to what his generals on the ground say. And I'd like somebody to point at that general who said, we need to be in fewer wars. Okay, besides Smedley Butler, I'm talking about a general who's actually on staff doing something in a war at this time.
That sounds like the same way he ran his company, right? You're like, oh I'll just let the managers do what they want to do, and then they embezzle a crap load of money.
Right. This is... So generals... Even in like the invasion of the Japanese mainland is a really great example. You'll hear those that support the bombing of Nagasaki and Hiroshima say that, well, if you look at Operation Overlord and what they had to the million men that was expected to die in the overtaking of the Japanese mainland and blah 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 blah. Well, that presumes that the Japanese mainland actually had to be overtaken in the same way that all these other little islands were in this hopscotch thing up to Japan. There's no reason for that. They could have just sat out there with their ships and waited for Japan to surrender in kind of an old-style siege operation. But generals don't fight and die in wars. Therefore, bullets don't scare them. So it's the guys on the ground that catch hard bullets with their soft bodies. Generals are always going to say, let's escalate, let's do more. If you walk into a room full of surgeons and complain, brain surgeons, and complain about a headache, you're going to have your head cut open shortly. Generals, if you walk into a room full of generals and ask them, do we need to fight a war in this particular area? Yes, that's going to be the answer. That's how they solve problems. They move troops around. More troops solve problems. That's what generals do.
When you said that, Mark, it reminded me of a blog post I read back in July 6th of 2011 on the economicpolicyjournal.com. And the article was entitled "Why Elliot Spitzer Should Be Missed," and there's a clip of Elliot Spitzer interviewing Herman Cain, and he was, you know, throwing some pretty hard questions at him, and Herman Cain could not answer him. And then they show a video of Elliot Spitzer throwing some hard questions at Ron Paul, and the difference is like night and day. I would encourage you all to pass this video around, watch both of the interviews because it's very telling.
Yeah, this is the, you know, I think Herman Cain does a better job of attempting to answer questions than, say, Romney does. But, you know, when he does attempt to answer questions, you will find that he has a lot of platitudes, a lot of sort of talking points. He, you know, just has this way of this cadence of delivering that's kind of mesmerizing. But he doesn't have the real solid ideas on how to implement. A lot of his stuff is gimmicky, and it doesn't really address these issues. And it's because he doesn't have experience in this area and, frankly, hasn't had enough money to hire people to really tell him how to run his campaign. Fundraising is up for him, but it's nowhere near where it's at right, in the last quarter for Perry, Romney, and Paul. These guys are the front runners still, and Cain is sort of the upstart. People are wanting to move Paul out of the top tier, and I don't think that it's worthy of doing at this point.
No.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop!
stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-453. Stay cold toll free call in line 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. Also, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com. Not only are we on more than 100 great radio stations and XM and Free Air Satellite, we've got live streams on the internet, freetalklive.com, the webcam, which has audio and a chat room at chat.freetalklive.com, cam.freetalklive.com, and listen lines that you can call in from telephones, well, a telephone anywhere, and listen to Free Talk Live. Just go to listen.freetalklive.com and get those numbers. It's listen.freetalklive.com. Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's LibertyStickers.com. They've got great products over there at LibertyStickers.com. I've got one of their bumper stickers on my car. It's LibertyStickers.com. Going on with this information on Herman Cain here, I think that it's time that we start talking about him as a candidate. He's not an also-ran anymore. He's getting some traction. We were just listening to, I guess, some audio of him talking to Elliot Spitzer about a month ago about his plan for doing away with Obamacare. And apparently he didn't have one at the time.
Actually, it was from July.
It was from July. Several months ago. And it... You know, to some extent, I kind of feel like this is what we get from Herman Cain. We get some good-sounding speeches. He's got a great voice. He looks good. Mm-hmm. He looks very presidential or whatever.
I like him. I like his personality better than Romney's. He comes off as being a little more genuine in most cases, but he speaks in platitudes.
And it doesn't seem to have any knowledge about the vast majority of things that people is governing. I just got to say that it seems like he's going to get other people to do the job for him, and it's disturbing.
Well, a leader is supposed to be the one who guides the company, guides the organization, and has to be rooted in principle. And I don't think the guy has the principle needed right now to solve the problems that face this country.
Are most CEOs leaders? Osborne?
Well,
It should be.
I don't know, but it seems like they would have to be, right? Otherwise, they wouldn't have gotten the job. I will say, you know, they spend most... I would say they're figureheads, mm-hmm. right, in general, right? They say the nice flowery words that don't actually mean anything. They don't particularly know exactly how the business is run, but they're supposed to have the vision. And
yeah,
like Wayne said, the principles, the guiding light.
I.e. Steve Jobs.
Right, right.
And Kane does have a principle, and his principle is if there's a problem, government can solve it. I mean, that's all a time and again, that seems to be what his principle is here. He supports the Patriot Act. The Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution clearly prohibits warrantless searches and guarantees that Americans have the right to be secure in their persons and papers. Yet Herman Cain supports spying on American citizens without due process and supports the Patriot Act. Can't trust a man who's not 100% loyal to the Constitution. And he's got an article on it. Tom Woods, the great liberty-oriented economist, historian, he's really tears into Herman Cain, explains why he's not so great. And, you know, those that believe in smaller government, believe in liberty, they need to take a really hard look at the support for Herman Cain. I'm not saying that I don't think, you know, he's better than other candidates or whatever. But what I am saying is there's a good choice out there in the top tier, and that's Ron Paul. And frankly, we can make, you know, Cain's not raising the money. He doesn't have the money. You can't be in the top tier without the money. You've got to have the apparatus. You have to have the boots on the ground. Where is his crew of people doing stuff in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina? It's non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't there.
Sometimes when I talk to Republicans who don't like Ron Paul's stance on foreign policy, they say, well, I agree with him on economic issues, but not on foreign policy. But really, the two cannot be separated, because when you consider the trillions of dollars that are being spent on all these foreign wars and foreign interventionism, that is an economic issue, and it basically dwarfs a lot of the social programs that these Republicans don't like.
Absolutely. It's true. I mean, it's a huge economic issue, and I don't understand what Republicans think they're getting out of these wars. They just want to support the troops. You can support the troops by doing what the troops want. The troops, by and large, when you look at the money donated by the troops, you'll see that Ron Paul is supported more than all the other candidates combined as far as dollars from the troops. You want to support the troops? Bring them home. That's what they want. And you could do it. There was this campaign called blackthisout.com. On October the 19th, freedom lovers everywhere intend to create a ripple in politics so big that no media outlet is going to be able to ignore it. This is going to be similar to the first money bomb, and I think it's a great idea, because this is one thing that the average person can do in order to get Ron Paul on the radar of the media. Herman Cain's getting a lot of attention right now, and this is a way to get to steal it back. It's blackthisout.com. I support it. I'm going to be participating. Blackthisout.com. Let's go to David in Keene. David.
Hello.
What's going on? What's on your mind?
I was going to ask about the Jason. That's Jason there, right?
This is Jason Osborne.
Osborne, hi.
Yeah.
And I thought I heard you mention that he knows a lot about economics.
Indeed.
Jason, I have a piece of paper that claims that I do.
Okay.
Well said.
I was going to ask you something. Like, well, it's for everyone, but what do you think about regulations? Do you think they're all no good?
I regulate my business all the time, and I regulate my household, and I regulate my daily life, and I use a lot of regulation.
But I'm thinking about, like, rivers being all undrinkable.
Are rivers all undrinkable?
No, he's talking about rivers becoming undrinkable because of a lack of perceived regulation.
Exactly. So, and stuff like that, yeah.
Well, David, who do you think let these companies pollute the rivers?
I think the big people have the power, and, like, big, humongous corporations said, be damned, you little farmer people or house people. We're going to do what we want.
You got to watch out for those farmer people, because they tend to be some of the biggest polluters out there.
And historically, they've been able to do that by getting permission to do so from the government.
Yeah. Because the government wasn't honoring property rights of people living along the rivers. They were honoring the rights to pollute by their friends and industry.
Yeah, the permission. They've been giving permission to pollute to their friends in whatever industry that they wanted to. I mean, you know, when it comes to, the unpleasantness that we're experiencing most of the time in today's society, you can usually draw the line back to the government. Now, people will often say this about libertarians. Gosh darn you, we always blame the government. But frankly, I think you can, here's the cardinal rule that most things in life either have to do with sort of acts of God in nature or people wanting to control other people. These are like, these encompass all the problems. I'd love somebody to point out one that doesn't. But
what about China? Aren't we sending everything over to China and we don't have any more industry here because of China? And China is getting what we were getting like so many years ago, having people abused and pollution and stuff, and that's why they're making cheap stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we get a lot more from China than we send to them.
Maybe he's talking about jobs.
Cheap stuff. They can make cheap stuff because they're able to pollute and abuse workers, right?
It may very well be true, but what does one do about it? How does one stop China from acting in the way that they do? They need to, I think that the businesses in China need to not pollute, but yeah. How do we as Americans have anything to do with it? I'd say that there's really not much of a redress that we can have.
And China has a lack of rights for individuals. And they also don't have any environmental sense at all, really, because they don't honor property rights. They don't involve or they don't honor individual rights. And that's what it takes to stop pollution. If somebody pollutes your property, you should be able to sue them. If somebody defrauds you, you should be able to sue them and take them to court.
But I would like to point out before we go on, David, that apparently there's more manufacturing going on in the United States than there was in the 50s. And that's because essentially because of technology.
Well, we're a market for China, right? We're like a huge market for China.
We're the largest market in the world.
So
for everyone.
So, I guess we're just addicted to cheap stuff, and if we're addicted to cheap stuff, we're addicted to polluting and abusing workers.
Do you want expensive stuff, David?
No. I don't know what the pollution is.
There's no guarantee. There's no guarantee that if you buy expensive stuff that you won't get pollution out of it. I'm sorry to say. I do appreciate the call though. 855-450-3733. Call us up on Free Talk Live. Share your opinion. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.